You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello, hello, hello.
Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. We have two more shows for the end of the year. And go ETH. I just had to put it out there. But right now, I'm looking out of the beautiful sliding glass door window, looking at the ocean and the palm trees lit up with Christmas lights. And I'm very, very excited and happy to be here. Here we go. Part two. So, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Liz, you can hear me now,
no,
right?
No, here we go again.
Liz, you can hear me? Hello? Hello?
So, I'm going to pop out and pop back in and see if that works better.
Okay. Happy holidays, everyone, while Liz goes and see if she can fix it too. But happy holidays, everybody. Hope everybody is well. If you're in the sun, hopefully you're enjoying the heat. And for me, if you're in the East Coast or a bit more north, hopefully it's starting to snow, so you're able to get a white Christmas.
Were we talking together at the same time?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's okay.
Okay, so we'll start. Here we go. Hey, I'm in a great location. I'm in SoCal. I'm very excited right now. I'm back in California. I'm in SoCal looking at the blue water, the beautiful palm trees with the Christmas decorations and the beautiful lights wrapped around the palm trees. That's like my favorite thing, driving down the coast. PCH, El Camino Real, The One. If y'all are from California, you know what I'm talking about, but here we are.
And I've seen it now, and I've seen it before through the pictures. I live vicariously through your photos, so it's beautiful.
Yes.
The location is beautiful. I can see myself there right now and not sitting in the snow.
right. I mean, the greatest thing about first go ETH. I said it,
yes,
earlier,
always,
but
go
you probably
ETH.
Didn't hear me, but go ETH. The thing about SoCal and California is that people will go out in the water, in the beach, like on Christmas Day or even on New Year's Day. They call it a polar bear plunge, where they go into the water and then come back out. And I know that people do it all over the world, but like some Christmases it's like 75 or 77 degrees on Christmas Day. So it's rained last night. Well, it rained this morning, actually. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Oh, that reminds me of something, though. But first, here, let me tell you. First, because I don't know if everyone heard me, though, but 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, the creature was stirring. Go ETH. Oh.
Go ETH.
How I opened up, but if y'all didn't hear me, so I'm just like saying it again because it was very important.
Go ETH.
Jingle bells, go ETH.
jingle bell, go ETH.
Go ETH. Santa Claus coming to town, go ETH.
Oh my God. Rudolph the Red Nose, go ETH.
Go ETH. we're just, okay, so we're do your own research, not financial advice. I'm just very optimistic on financial markets, number one, and crypto, number two, right? Because remember, it's, if you range trade, we always give you our ranges, what we're saying is going to happen. But long-term hold, optimistic, always. Personal opinion, do your own research, not financial advice, go ETH. But like I said last week, I anticipate hitting like at least two all-time highs. And CPI did come out last week, like we predicted. I said 3 to 3.3, but I privately posted a chat saying it was 2.7 to 3.3. It hit 2.7. Losing my voice. So that's optimistic. Another CPI is coming out mid-January. The Fed meets again end of January, the end of the year. Everybody's busy with the holidays. This always happens with the financial markets. We've been range trading tight. I'm optimistic for next year. I'm predicting two all-time highs next year. Do you research, not financial advice. And go ETH.
Always go ETH. It's always go
Go
ETH.
ETH. I
Every
know.
time of the
Long-term
year.
hold, right? I mean, like y'all have to remember the goal is just to invest in anything. It doesn't matter what it is, invest in something. Like come out of your comfort zone and invest $10 in stocks or bonds or options or futures or crypto or real estate or whatever it is. Take that money that you would have spent on Starbucks, which I did today, actually bought Starbucks today. If y'all want to sponsor us, okay.
Oh, that would be great, dude.
I switched over to mocha peppermint. Yes, drink with
I'm
whipped
so
cream.
jealous.
I'm being festive right now. So, and I have on my flannel Christmas pajamas right now with my
Oh
Uggs.
my.
I'm typical California girl, but yes. But if you're going to invest, take like instead of buying that Starbucks or that piece of pizza or that, I don't know, whatever else discretionary money people spend things on randomly, take it, sock it away, invest it in something for a rainy day or for the future or whatever you do. And yes, markets will fluctuate all the time, but overall performance, like in stocks, they go 8 to 12% over. Annually over a 30-year period. So 30 years from now, you look back and go, oh, that, what is my Starbucks cup of coffee that I invested instead?
Right.
So then do your research, not financial advice. We're here to like broaden your mind, expand your horizons, make you try new things, get information, do your research, not financial advice,
Step
educational
out of your
purposes
comfort
only.
zone.
But
Right.
I highly do recommend Christmas flannel pajamas because, yes, I'm
That's
a.
one of the traditions that you do, and I think my family does also. I haven't received mine yet, and we usually get them the day before Christmas.
They're so
So
soft, though. You
I
need them like
know.
all month.
Oh, I wish. I sleep in my I get my nice cozy pajama pants, and usually those are like my equivalent until I get the Christmas pajamas, and then those stay
Well.
until the end of the winter. And
Right.
then you switch out of them again. But oh my God, they're the most comfy thing you can ever have. Especially just
Right.
because, oh my God, they're just all fur and cozy and warm.
Oh,
Oh,
nice.
and
Especially
now I'm just
since,
thinking of the fireplace too.
yes, especially since you guys have snow. I'm looking at the ocean and I'm like, oh, it's only 65 degrees right now. Like
Yep.
for us, that's cold. I know it's not cold for you guys, but it's cold for us. I'm
No,
like, oh, it's 65.
that's nice and warm for us. That's a nice day in the summer
That's like
sometimes.
summer for you. No, just kidding.
It is sometimes, yeah. And then in the winter we get our lows of 30 right now, where we find it's tolerable, and we go all the way down to what is it, -5, -10 Fahrenheit, and in Celsius it's around -30. So
Oh
it
my.
gets really cold, but
That's crazy. So
being here the entire life, it's not that bad anymore. But for me, it's freezing.
yeah. I mean, the good thing about California is like one day you can be at the ocean and the beach, and like in an hour and a half you can be in the mountains and with the snow. And I just drove down from the mountains because I was south. I was in San Diego, but the mountains that I was on did not have snow. It wasn't high enough elevation. But the good thing about like California is you can go from the beach to the mountains in like an hour and a half. So you could surf in the morning and go skiing in the afternoon or snowboarding in the afternoon. And like you have all different types of climates and temperatures and you can go take the mountain and then go for the weekend and then come back and go surfing or go to the beach, which is great. That's what is awesome about California. And I'm happy to be back. I've been traveling so much, but it's good to be home for the holidays. I think I was trying to remember. I think the last time I was back here was like May.
Oh
It's
my
been a
God,
bit.
I think so.
It's been a bit. I've been traveling a lot. And then before that was like 9 or 10 months ago. But it's we have a like friends and family, we have holiday traditions that we come back and share and we do it all over again every year, and it's something to look forward to. And We just started, we just had a couple of our holiday traditions. So I've been traveling a lot and working a lot. I've been like, it's crazy though. So like, I'm still waking up at 6 a.m. So I'm waking up at 6 a.m. and starting my work day then. And then, working till all of my devs and everybody goes to sleep like at 2 or 3 p.m. And then doing a couple of my holiday traditions and then going back and working again. But I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago. I drove 9 hours to get
Yeah, that
here.
was 2 days ago.
Because I went to SoCal and then I went to San Diego. So I was driving for 9 hours and working, like,
Always, all day, every day. And when you're in East Coast or wherever you are traveling, your internal alarm is set at 6 o'clock, regardless if that's 6 o'clock for Pacific time for California. You're if
Or
it's
Hawaii.
or Hawaii, oh my God, Eastern. It's 6 o'clock. Was 3 o'clock. Was 3 o'clock Pacific time, and you were still waking up for
I know, but my I
it.
just automatically wake up. I don't even set my alarm in. I don't know how long, probably like 5 or 6 years. I just automatically wake up at 6 o'clock every day. For a
Oh
while
my
there, I
God.
was waking up at 5 though, so 6 is a little bit better.
An
But that's
extra
okay.
hour. An extra hour of sleep
Right.
is like that's amazing.
All right, and then going to sleep at like 12 or 1 working, but it's okay. It's good. It's good. It's good because we've been doing so much and having so much fun, and we have like cute little dragons that are festive and
Right.
holiday, and then we're doing two TG Sniper Auto Trader bots, and we have Dragon coming out on Dragon web-based trading platform, and then we have AI Signal, which is our ETH trading bots that are predictive, and then we have our base trading that are predictive, and then BSC now too, which is BNB, and then that's
Right.
predictive bots too. So like all that stuff is coming together, and then they're like all their own separate entities, but you can trade all of them, which is fun. And then predicting ETH, and like our bots are predicting ETH, so stables were pinging, so we knew that ETH was going to be running a little bit and on the range. And then we've been seeing the ranges like 2747 to 3247. That's our like tight range. And then lately it's been hovering about 2950 to 3075 the other day, 3075. And so since it's the end of the year, we're gonna like hover around there. But this is like everything's on sale right now, y'all. Like, do your own research, not financial advice, but if we break through that 3247 in the new year, we're on our next leg up to 34, and then after 34, it keeps going up and up until we break our all-time high again. 4960 is the goal for all-time high, and I see ETH in crypto markets. Again, do your research, not financial advice. This is just me. I see us going like all the way till June or July, and we have all of our cycles too. So starting last year, we had a down cycle from August 5th to November 5th. Now, like every year, it's not predictive of the last year on what this year will happen. It's based on economic cycles, what's going on in the markets, what's going on in politics, psychology, emotion, crypto laws, financial laws, SEC, Fed, interest rates. It's a compilation of everything. And if you say, oh, because last year on November 5th, we're going to run this year on November 5th, it's not necessarily true because there's a lot of different factors. So there's like an election, and that's what changed it. And this happens, and that happens, and tariffs. And then we have like lower interest rates. And so, like, all of these things affect the markets, but we tend to go in 3 month cycles. And so we had. Like, we've been posting this, and this is how we've been predicting some of the stuff that we've been doing. It's like one of the underlying factors. So, last year, August 5th to November 5th was a down cycle. So that's 3 months. November 5th to February 5th was an up cycle last year. So, this was 2024 to 2025. And then February 5th to May 5th was a down cycle. And then May 5th to August 5th was an up cycle. And then we had two ups in a row. So we had August 5th to November 5th. That was our next up cycle, two in a row. So we had two up cycles in a row. And then November 5th, hypothetically to February 5th, we're already in that down cycle, about ready on our bounce back. Now, like, remember this and think of this. End of the year, so we always have a pullback. Like, we have a lull in time. It goes a little bit down in volume. January, everyone comes back into the financial markets. January 15th, the new CPI report comes out. January 30th, the Fed meets. So February 5th is right on target on that upcycle. And this means that you're able to get in at lower prices before all this happens. But do your own research, not financial advice. So we've
Go
been
eat.
hovering, go ETH. So I'm optimistic, but I've been doing this long enough that I can see these cycles playing out. And like everybody's just going day to day, but you've got to look at long term, right? We got to look at what's going to happen in the horizon, what's affecting it, what key things are going to come into play, and why. We're also going to have new tax laws for 2026, which are supposed to be more favorable. It may or may not happen. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a CPA. Do your own research, not financial advice. But, talk to your tax consultant again. But we potentially will have more favorable crypto laws because it's becoming more mainstream, which means more people come into it, and so they adapt based on that. And so there was something else that just came out in December about the SEC doing the tokenization of businesses, and I
Oh.
have to pull that up. Yeah, so that was just announced. Like, it's been talked about the whole entire year of turning businesses, instead of having like an IPO with stocks, of having a tokenization. And so that's crypto favorable. And then stable coins, all the institutions are moving over to creating their own stable coin. That means that if you're trading and you're invested in crypto, and so say the markets are a little bit turbulent, instead of cashing out completely and then incurring, taxes, et cetera, it's different ways to move your money around. But again, consult with your CPA. So, like, the major institutions and businesses are creating their own stable coin. So it's basically a one-to-one value for the dollar. So it's like a dollar is worth a dollar. It doesn't fluctuate. It stays. That's why it's called stable. So
Right.
you move your money. Yeah. So you move your money. So say like you're invested in Bitcoin and you're like, okay, I don't want to cash out, but I don't want to stay in the market right now. Because if you're not a, economic professor, and you don't know what's going to happen to the market, and you just want to, like, you don't know, and you don't have somebody to,
Someone to
let
listen to every
you,
Tuesday night at
right? Tuesday night, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
And you're in, like, we aren't on the air on Friday night. You don't know what to do. You can move it into a stable coin and then move it back in. But yeah, but we've had key times too. So like Tuesday night, 6:37 p.m. we have run in the market. Friday, we've been having a run in the market. We have a pullback like Monday morning at 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's like that kind of shows what's going to happen in the market that week. So
Right.
like we've been watching like key signals. So we're watching money move, and money move kind of predicts what's going to happen. Like the people who are moving the most money are going to move the market, basically. But y'all need to remember too is all of the trading platforms like Coinbase and what's yours called out there again?
Index from
Index.
Canada.
And like I'm mainly in Coinbase, so I don't know all of them, but I should. They're all the CEX
Kraken, et
platforms.
cetera, right?
Right. So think about this. They, just like a brokerage or anything else, they're going to match a one-to-one. So they'll match a buyer to a seller. So they don't have to like sell on a chart. So they'll match a buyer to a seller, but they make their spread too. And we've talked about this multiple times on LA Talk Radio on our show, that think about it this. Okay, so say ETH is at 3,000 right now. They'll let you buy ETH at like 3,100, and you don't necessarily know the price until you actually execute the order, and then it tells you what price you bought it at. So they usually have like a 50 to 100 spread on it. Now, you could buy $10, but you're going to buy it at the price of like 30, 50 to 3,100, even though say ETH is at 3,000, right? If you go to sell it, you sell it at a discount to them because they have to make money on the spread. And so they sell it at 2,900. But they match a buyer to a seller. So they're not like dumping a whole bunch of orders that sell on the chart and buying a whole bunch of orders on the chart. They're matching a buyer and a seller to the price point. So I have $10,000 of ETH that I'm going to buy. I'll end up buying it for $3,100. They match me with somebody else, like internally, that sells it for $2,900. They make $200 on the spread, but they don't move the chart. When you have massive amounts of cash flow in and out, then it'll move the chart a little bit. Or if they want the chart to move, so like if longs come up, shorts come up, there's usually the end of the month where everybody's been positioning themselves in the short and long market or doing perps on it. And then they have to move mass amounts of money so they don't take a loss, that they'll go ahead and sell on the chart intentionally or buy on the chart intentionally to move the market.
Right.
Again, like we've been talking about it for quite a bit, and then people just finally started to catch on this because I've been seeing it in the news lately. But that's what moves a market, right? And
Right.
I also found out December was like the lowest volume in options.
Oh.
Yeah. So not a lot of people were going in options on longs and shorts and perps this month. Because, like, the end of the year, it's kind of unpredictable. But if you know
Right.
what's going on in the market, like we don't have a lot of volume, which is fine. It's kind of like that little bit of lull time right before January, February, before we start on our next run. Doing your research, not financial advice, but but
It's always
that's what
we
moves a
gotta take a lot of
market.
shots. Right.
Yeah, that's what moves a market. That and emotion. Like people go, "Oh no, something's happening," and then they'll do something. You're like, "Oh yay, something's happening! Buy, 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 buy." That's what that moves a market, and then also just bringing in volume and stuff. So we're always optimistic. Long term, whatever you do, investing in anything long term is always beneficial. You have to hedge yourself against inflation. You have to have more options on how you invest your money. Go speak to a financial planner or a CPA or somebody. If you don't know what you're doing, like reach out, find someone. We're just here for educational purposes only to get you like get that spark and get excited about it. But that's why we're here.
Exactly,
And
right?
yeah, and we're still optimistic. Go ETH long
It's
term.
always go ETH long term,
Go
right? And
ETH, go ETH.
then when you have opportunities like we talked about, like catching the bottom of the market on August 8th and riding it all the way up to the top, what was like 4x or 5x or something,
No, it was
and
April 8th.
April, see, my mind still fades me, but it's okay.
We hit our all-time high in August 8th.
That's see, I'm mixing the two up, August 8th and April 8th. It's both of them start with
Yeah.
an A. But
Yeah. Our
we
bottom was
called it.
April, right? Our bottom was April, and then our all-time high we hit it in August, but then we hit another high in October.
Exactly, right? And we
Right.
called all of these points. And if you're listening to us every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're able to you would have caught all of these key times in the market. We talked
Yeah.
about it every time. We predicted it every single time. And we talk about it in advance so you guys know. And if you're listening, you're able to capitalize on these events. And that's catching more than 8 to 12% a year. That's catching 200 to 400% per every 4 months, every 3 months,
Yeah.
if you're listening, and if you're tuning in, so you're able to catch these returns, you're able to catch these gains that otherwise you wouldn't have been able to catch. And
Right.
these big companies, these investment firms, and some of them even up until recently, like we've seen, like even in the past month, everyone's gone quiet, but in the news and some of these bigger investment companies, they're still loading up on ETH. Because they see that it's a down market. They see that it's in a range, and they're still loading up on more. They're trying to reach their goals right now, because they're not going to sell. And that's the presumption, because they're up on the year, right?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, ETH is at a great price right now. Like, just looking at the month, we're above the line. So, the line on the range, we're ranging between 2718 to 3447. We've been hovering around 2945 to 3050. So, we've been hovering in a tight range, which is great. This is like when there's not a lot of news and not a lot of things going on, we hover in a tight range. And that's where we're at right now. But we have a big enough spread. Like over 700 on the spread on the range, but we're hovering in the middle right now. So it's giving us a tighter range because it's end of the year. But this is normally what happens. And then everybody will chase it as soon as it like bounces up. And then you'll all be like, buy, 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 buy when you could have got a discount right now. you know? So
Right.
here's the thing, like 2943 is where we're sitting at right now, which is great. And then we went up to 3075 or 3077 yesterday. Yeah, it
Yep.
was yesterday. So it was just like 3075 yesterday. So, you know, 29, 2940, 2950 to 3075, we're still above the line right now. And when we're above a line, you're optimism, right? If you're below the line, then you're pessimistic, but we're
Right.
optimistic. So we're above the line right now. We did have like those pullbacks, which is nothing. That was like ETH on sale. You know, you have
Exactly.
to think like, you have to think it was like a pre-Christmas sell or pre-holiday sell. And you're like, you could have got in if you knew the range and then saw the range and got in and you would have been up. Like if you got in right then, you would have been up almost like 10% right now. Well, probably like 37, 7%, right? If you
Still
got
really
in.
good.
And that was just, you know, that was just a couple of days ago. It was last Thursday. You could have gone in a fire sale and got a good, great price and you'd be up 7% right now. But if you know the ranges, so.
Right.
But we're optimistic, optimistic, optimistic. We
Go
have
east.
go ETH. We have two more, well, tonight and the next Tuesday before the end of 2025, and then we'll be welcoming in 2026. And so we'll be like speaking to you before the end of the year.
Yay.
And we have holiday traditions I was talking about too. So, you know, I'm sure all of you are traveling right now. You're getting all your gifts wrapped up. You're decorating the Christmas tree. You're grocery shopping. And just right before this, I went to the grocery store. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go pick up one or two things for my list of 1,000 things that I need for cooking tonight and tomorrow morning, because I do that big 12-course Christmas Eve dinner for
Right.
family and stuff. And I'm like, I'll just go pick up, you know, like the seafood part of it. I end up getting all my groceries.
Oh
So
my
I
God.
got all of them. But there weren't that many people at the store. It was wonderful. Like usually, you know, you have like the crazy parking lot and everyone's trying to get stuff, but it wasn't that bad at all. It was great. The traffic going south though, because everyone's trying to get away, was crazy. And I was coming back up the coast, so it wasn't that bad. But
You
yeah,
were
so
saying there's bumper to bumper, not moving at
right?
all, and you were just going. You had open
Yeah,
roads.
it was great. It was great. I made good time, and I got to see the coast as I'm driving. Like that's the best view is like driving along the coast and driving along, like in SoCal we have the 5 freeway, and so like you get to see the coast as you drive. If you're down near like Orange County and San Diego, you get to see the coast as you drive and see the sunset or the clouds or see the ocean. But and then driving PCH or El Camino Real or the one or the 101, you get to see the coast also. So it like follows the coast along for all of you or for all over the world. But like this is the best time of the year too. And the exciting part is like coming back to those traditions that and memories that you create and having those memories that you've created. And like looking forward to them again, like we were talking about traditions and ancestors and like carrying on traditions. And I have like all of mine stacked. So we have every year we've done this thing where we go and get like oysters for our
Oh.
holiday for like our family gets together, like everybody gets together from all over wherever we are. And then we all meet back and then have oysters. And so like we did a seafood tower and had that. And then we all get to spend time together and, you know, toast each other and spend time and talk and have fun and laugh. And then cooking all day. So we have the 12-course meal in our holiday tradition. So I'm making scratch pierogies. So that's like
Yum.
making the dough and the filling and then freezing them and boiling them and cooking them and cooking them in onions and butter. But I have so much stuff that I don't eat any other time of the year. I'm
That's
like,
carbs, all carbs.
what am I gonna do with all this stuff? It's like butter and cheese and cream cheese and margarine and oh my goodness, flour,
It's all so good.
sugar, like all the things that I don't have, you know, like normally the rest of the year. And Sour cream. I do eat sour cream, though. I love sour cream. And cheese, which I do eat. I love cheese.
Cheese is
It's probably
the
because of my ancestors, but and it's dopamine. Go cheese.
best.
But potatoes and like all the things that don't
It's
eat the
like
whole
the
entire year. Mayonnaise and sour
oh
cream
my
and
God.
dips and chips and but it's all fun though. Like those are the things that you look forward to, spending time with everybody and like oops and tripping over my Starlink. But you get to spend like, so like you have all your traditions. Like we used to play tag at the Christmas tree lot and then drink hot cocoa and then go out and have seafood and then have the 12-course meal and decorate the Christmas tree. And like my favorite thing was like little Santa Clauses
Oh my
dressed in like
God.
Hawaiian, but they were dressed in like Hawaiian clothes. Like they were dressed in board shorts, surfers. So he had like a surfboard and he had his like Hawaiian shirt on and his board shorts and his flip-flops or his slides, and then but those were the ornaments on the Christmas tree, and then always having
Oh
a
my.
train on the bottom of the Christmas tree. I don't know where that came from, but that's like one of my favorite things, and I love trains. And like right now, being along the coast, trains go by all the time. It's like one of my favorite things, and it's like all these memories, that come back. And you don't appreciate them until like you're with all family and friends, and then you remember all your memories and like your favorite food. And like the best part is like I know what each person, like all my family and my friends, like what their favorite food is, and I want to make sure that I make that, It may not
Right.
be mine, but I'm making it for them because they look forward to that. And
That
like we
is
have
their memory.
spinach dip and onion dip, like those are favorite foods that we grew up with, but they're memories that are created, and they like you know that special time, and you have that experience with your family and friends, and you create that memory, and you look forward to it. And then, so like decorating the Christmas tree and going to a fresh farm and getting a fresh tree and then smelling it in the house
Oh my
and
God. Oh
fireplaces going and flannel pajamas and cocoa and champagne decorating the tree and making cookies and the smell of cookies baking in the oven. And then coming home to like a warm house and the smell of the beach outside. So like it's all these memories that we create and we come back to because, that's that special time of the year. That those are the times that make you happy. The
Right.
only thing that we can take with us are the memories that we created and the love that we've had and the people, we can't take anything else with us, but those are the things that will always stay with us forever. And
Right.
so like trying to think of all the other things that we do.
Oh.
Oh, I still make stockings like for everybody, all my family and friends and stuff. Like even though, everyone's grown up, we still do stockings and
I don't think that one will ever go. That's a constant. It's
that's
just
fun. I
fun.
love
It's so much fun.
stockings. And I still put like little stuffed animals. I'm sure they don't keep them, but they're like still my favorite. But yeah.
It's the memory, right? And I know you collect things from everywhere you travel to and you put them in there.
Yeah.
So it's a way to express like everything that you've like all your memories throughout the year, and you can share it through the stocking at the end of the year. It's like your way to share your
Yeah.
experiences.
Yeah. So it's fun. And then there's like so many and like
Oh.
decorating the house and putting Christmas lights out and driving and going to like driving to candy cane lanes, they call them, where it's just like houses that are completely decorated with animation out front and
Oh my
going out
God.
to or driving through. Like there's different areas throughout California. I'm sure there's other areas too where you just drive through parking lots and they have all the Christmas decoration and light displays and stuff, and you can drive through the tunnels. And so like there's all these fun things to do. Like there's whale watching going on right now because it's that time of year, like January through March, where the whales come out. So
Oh
there's like
my
whale
God.
watching, and there's so many things you can do. There's things that you can do that don't cost money but create memories, right? You
Right.
can get instant hot cocoa, go to the beach, it's free. Do a bonfire, it's free. and then sit around with blankets, tell stories, and drink hot chocolate, on the beach.
Oh
And
my God.
you can create memories with that. Like the smell of bonfire is one of my favorite things too. So like the smell of the beach and the bonfire and having a hoodie and Uggs, it's California. So, but like you can create memories that don't cost a lot of money, but they create memories forever. And it's something that like if you do it every single year, it's something that you remember for the rest of your life because it becomes part of who you are and what you are and what you do and your traditions. And people don't realize how important traditions and memories and all this stuff is because that's
That's all we have.
we all are so busy working all the time and grinding and looking forward to the future, but we have to experience the now too and have fun and enjoy it. So,
It's the small things along the way that really make the long term like worth it, right? Like creating that memory, like this year you could start your own tradition. You could put stockings up, or you could buy a gingerbread house. Everyone comes over and you could decorate the gingerbread house with everybody, or create gingerbread men and all that stuff. And people come over and they help you cook the make the cookies, and or cook a meal, and you create that memory and you do it every year. Everyone's going to look forward to it every year, and that's something that you look forward to. So everyone looks forward at the end of every year, at Christmas time or at New Year's, for that special memory that they can come back to and with all of their friends and family and just enjoy it, right? Like I look forward to Christmas every year. I look forward to spending time with my friends and family and cousins of both sides of my family, and just like what happened during the year, and we share our stories and share our experiences, and oh, you did this, oh, you did that, or you traveled here, right? Like it's all the different little things, and you share it with everybody, and that's so memorable.
And you get to catch up, you get to catch up because everyone's so busy with their lives the whole entire year. Like, oh, I didn't know you were doing that or this or that, or like you get to hear all of
Right.
their stories. So, yeah, it's all the things that make the end of the year memorable. And the thing too is, I was thinking about this because, like, some people, like, when I'm traveling and stuff, I'm away from everybody. I miss everybody. We keep in touch by sending snaps or sending pictures or text every now and then or saying, you're thinking about them or, like things like that.
Right.
But the thing to think about, so, is like there's different types of family, what are they called? Like core families.
Yeah.
There's the type that are satellite families. So satellite family means that like everybody's spread out all over the place. So you have like a satellite of a family. So if you think of a planet, right, that has like all the moons all over the place. So everybody's doing their own thing and then they all come back together for the holiday or the traditions. And then you have like your core family who there's always that one person in the family who's kind of like the
The anchor.
party person. Yeah, the person who makes everybody come back together. They're the ones who throw the party and invites everybody, or they're the ones who has, all the holidays at their house, or what I mean? They're like the core.
Right.
And if that core person doesn't keep that tradition going, then you need somebody else to step up and keep that tradition going. And if you're not part of like that core and you're spread out, then you have to kind of create your own little groups of family and friends and have Friendsgiving or have a Christmas Eve dinner or a holiday dinner or, go celebrate the 4th of July or whatever holiday it is and like create your own little events too.
Right.
But, it doesn't have to be necessarily just your core family. It could be your extended family or friends and anywhere that you are in the world. But, it's just that social coming together because we're so attached to our phones and our laptops and we're digital. But, sitting side by side with somebody in a group of 10 people on the beach, just like chilling without your phone and listening to the ocean waves and smelling the beautiful, ocean air and the crackling of the fireplace on a bonfire and drinking hot chocolate with marshmallows. Those are the things that we need to do more often, because we're so digital now. We have to
Right.
experience life too. Or just like early in the morning when everybody's still asleep, getting your coffee and taking a walk. And if you're next to the coast or if you're in the snow, you know, I
Waking up
know.
every morning and shoveling.
Right? Yeah. See, maybe you don't appreciate shoveling now, but maybe you'll look back one day and go, boy, I missed shoveling snow at 6 a.m. Just
No,
kidding.
but it's a great workout. It's a great
That's
workout
what
to get
you're
you
saying
going.
now, but you might go, oh, I miss the snow, you know? You'd be like on a tropical island somewhere and go, oh, you know, this is too much paradise for me. I miss the snow.
It's funny, right? But like the people who grew up in the snow, they always find their way back to the snow. Like
Yes.
I've always seen there's I've had friends who've lived in Minnesota and they've been in the snow their whole lives, and then they go somewhere tropical during the year. They go to like Texas and they live in the heat all throughout the year. They stay there for the majority of the year, and then they'll go back to Minnesota just because they want to go ski again. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I can't imagine coming back to the snow and wanting to be cold.
I know, but you miss it, so you want to go see it, you know. It doesn't
Right.
mean that you're going to stay there forever. You go back and visit and see family and friends and go ski or do a snowboard or whatever you do, and
Or cut out
but
the
you
one
don't
thing and not
appreciate,
shovel.
yeah, but you don't appreciate that stuff unless you're away from it, right?
Right,
You're like,
right.
yeah, and like coming back home, it has a distinctive like smell, like of fresh plants and the ocean, and like it's very
The
distinctive, like a
candles.
certain type of flower. Yeah. And then you go somewhere else and travel and it has another, like, you know, it's different, but like you appreciate it when you haven't seen it in a while. And go eat.
Oh,
Oh,
it's always go east. It's the we should
I
be we can have like
know.
every 5 minutes, we should have a go east
Right.
timer go off.
We're optimistic, y'all. Yeah. Long term. Yeah. So. And then, oh, watching Christmas movies
Oh yes,
too.
Home
And the
Alone every
Grinch. I love
year.
the Grinch. And there was one on the other night. I'm trying to think what it was. And like the little animated Santa Claus ones and snowmans and stuff. Those are so cute too.
Yes,
Yeah. And
the
so,
Rudolph animation ones, and then
yes, Rudolph.
and
Right. I
then
know. I'm a
oh
big kid. Like, I love all this
my
stuff. I'm a
God.
big kid. I love having fun and playing, and you know, that's what life is. Life is to play and have fun and enjoy it, or like why not, right?
Right,
Like,
right.
yeah, so like it brings back the, you know, the memories of being a child or being a kid, and you're like so excited to watch it and drink hot chocolate. Like, that's my
Yes.
favorite. I keep bringing that up, but it is my favorite.
The hot chocolate, for me it's the eggnog and
Oh yeah, eggnog so good too.
having to
I haven't
make
had
sure
eggnog in
that chocolate's
forever. I need to
clean.
try that again.
Oh
Yeah.
my God, eggnog, and then you have, and then there's, and then always every single year the seafood. I always look forward to the seafood during the year. I'm not a big fan of it. I love having fish, but like the shrimp and then the lobster tails and just having that experience and the different types of fish. Some years that we'll have fish that we haven't even tried before, and just that experience is it's like, wow, it's eye-opening. It's like coming together with friends and family, being warm, having an espresso for an Italian family, and then having the lobster, the different fish, and then everyone just having a chat, right? It's so warming, and I think that's the time of the year, is to whether it's by the bonfire, cuddling up by a fireplace with a hot chocolate. It's finding those moments that warm you up, that make you feel comfortable and happy on the inside, right?
Yeah. It's the holidays are great. I know we just want you to remember, you know, all the things that you love to do, and you know, our traditions are probably not your traditions, and you probably have your own traditions out there and your own holidays and your own end of the year rituals and different types of foods that you eat and all that stuff too. These are just some of the traditions that I grew up with that are my favorite things, and I know
Right.
everybody out there has their own stuff.
I'm sure everyone can relate in terms of them, right? It's not it, they don't taste
Yeah.
the same. I know we share a bunch of them, so it's easy for us
Yeah.
to say.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give targets on what we anticipate Eve doing, just so y'all know. I know that we've been kind of general today, but we have a lot of targets that we anticipate that we're going to hit. And so right now, again, like what I said, we're hovering at that 2950, but that's only because people are shopping and doing all that stuff.
Right.
But here, let me see what we said our targets are going to be. I put it into soulbound.
And that is one of our holder exclusive chats, if you're wondering.
Yeah, so we in our chat we tell everybody, like, we give our predictions and we've been hitting all of our targets. So if you're in our private trader chat, you get all this information. But my targets right now, so I'm going to tell you what we've been doing. Here we go, here we go. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the year. Remember, everything's discounted right now. Our target range is 29, 23 to 32.47. We push through that 30.75 mark again. We're on our next leg up. And that's not, it doesn't take that much to get there. So to get to the 30.57, we actually hit the 30.70 just yesterday, right? We break through that, we go to the next range. So what normally happens is, like, we'll tap something, we'll have a pullback and profit taking. So people think there's a dip, but then there's actually a buy back in and then it pushes through to the next range. So we're going to, the next range up is we would go into the 30.75 and we break through 30.75. We're on the next leg up after that. And 30.75, our target will be, so we have a 30.55 is our next target right now. That's our goal. So that's only like 100 away.
That's not
And
hard to do.
then we go to 30.75. And then after that, we're going to 31. I have it right here. So we've been in these ranges though, so it's really easy to get into it. So 31.71, 3200. We break 32.47. We're on our next range up to 34.47. So it's not going to take that much to get to it. Right now we're ranging. And so if there's a catalyst, can't talk, catalyst, it'll break through these ranges onto the next leg up. So yes, we have like this little, pullback at the end of the year, but everybody comes into the market January 6th. We're ranging right now in that 29, 23 to 32, 47 range. You're getting it close to the bottom of the range, but it's still above the line. And then once we break through, so right now is like the best. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but this is the best time to buy because it's at that bottom of that range. And it's going up to 32.47, breaks through on its way up to 34. Now, remember, everyone comes back from all the holidays, usually around January 5th, January 6th. If you're getting in then, you're probably going to be getting in around 3,200 if you wait until then. We'll probably hit 32 sometime now until January 5th, January 6th. We'll probably hit 3,250. End of year range is 3,000 to 3,200. We're hovering above the line right now. We're about ready. If we break through the 29.75, we're on our next leg up. So I know I was really casual about it, but we're very optimistic, and
Extremely optimistic.
I'm seeing like a good potential on the upside, and we have good news come out too. Well, you'll be chasing green up instead. So, invest, do your research, not financial advice, but I see the new year. I see January, February breaking above 32, potentially above 34, and then on its way up. So
Go eat.
optimism, remember, like, the best time to get anything is when it's on sale. We're on sale, but we're not going to be on sale much longer.
It's like catch the sale now before it goes away.
Catch the
Don't
sale.
miss
Yeah, if not, you're gonna be
it.
chasing green candles. But do your own research, not financial advice. Have a very happy holiday,
Yes,
y'all.
happy
Have
holidays.
your traditions. Hug your family, your friends, your family. We wish you the best, and then next year we'll be wishing you the Happy New
Yes, happy New Year's. Happy holidays. If you're celebrating anything, happy holidays. Spend time with your friends and family. Create those meaningful memories. Create those
Year. And
traditions.
go eat.
Yes, go eat.
Okay, bye, y'all.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.